Welcome to the CAG Podcast Away Mission! Yes, I go abroad again to the Kingston Comic Con in Kingston, Ontario, to talk to two Klingons who are trying to recruit more members to the noble cause of the Klingon Assault Group. Enjoy!
This is Javon at the Kingston Comic Con. Today I'm joined with...
I am Karis Tasugar.
Zayana Sutai Tekwak.
And what brings you guys here today?
The 401. But if you're asking why we're here, we are a member of CAG, the Klingon Advance Guard. We are here raising money for the Heart and Stroke Association through our club. We are a do-things club. We don't sit around watching stuff. We go out and do things. Hi.
Well said.
All my COs said that. But, it's basically we go out, do charity events. The Kaji Coral, which is our ship, we go out to Kingston, Niagara Falls, all sorts of things, Oshawa.
We did Montreal once.
Montreal, yes. And we just raise money for heart and stroke.
Very cool.
Charity we can do it, any charity that wants us. And we've done a lot over the years.
Yes, including breast cancer.
Yeah. Arthritis Society.
Yeah.
How many cons do you hit up here?
Oh, Lord.
These are slow years. It's only about 3 or 4.
Yeah. It used to be.
We went up to about 10, 15 a year.
Ever since Trial Trek went down, it's pretty well mellowed out. We do Anime North, Fan Expo, Pop Culture Cons.
It is a sad thing when you outlive cons.
Yeah, it is. He's been going to conventions since 1985. I joined that scene 10 years later.
5 different cons. I have basically gone out of business in my lifetime.
I don't think I've ever heard of the Trek Toronto one.
Toronto Trek, also known as Polaris, shut down about 4 or 5 years ago.
4 years ago, 2013 was its last one.
And they went 30 years. Ad Astra is pretty much gone.
No, it's still going.
There's been a bunch of others that basically ended, including one that ended the first weekend it started, but we don't talk about that one.
No. It had the right name for it. Con Novaca, the Convention of Fools.
And basically, it went bankrupt.
The night first.
Halfway into the con, and the hotel kicked them out.
That's an interesting story.
No, basically, CAG has been around for 25 plus years. We don't charge dues. If you want to do something, you pay for it and have fun with it. And that is rule one with CAG. Have fun. If you're not having fun, you're doing something wrong.
Or you're in the wrong club. Yeah, you might have seen in some of our pictures here. I'm currently not dressed as my Klingon persona. I'm dressed as... I'm half Klingon, half Tamaranian. For those of you who don't know what Tamaranian is, it is not the Star Trek species that is from Tamaran. It is the Starfire species from Teen Titans. Right. Also known as... their planet is also known as Tamaran. And it's the 7th planet in the Vega star system.
Which I believe is where Vulcan also is.
No, they're in the Aridnae.
Anyway, the thing is that's the thing. We're also part of the IXL vision of CAG, which is, hey, you're gonna have fun. You want to have fun? Okay, you like doing aliens? They're on the Trek. Is it fun? Yeah. Come on. You know.
I don't think we've talked about the IXL on the CAG podcast before, so just let them know.
The IXL is a division of CAG, set up to if you're not doing the standard Klingon, be it. Original generation or next gen or Abrams, you can do if you're doing something else non-human, the IXL says you can come with us and be part of us and have fun with us. This is where you get Klingon werewolves, Klingon vampires.
We have Ferengi.
Ferengi mix. Basically anything you want to do, so long as it involves makeup, call on out, the more the better. More numbers is better, and we don't care. And basically, it's an outgrowth of Demon Fleet, which was a loose approximation CAG thing that got combined. It's basically anything you want. Have fun with it. Again, rule one. And
for those who don't know, IXL stands for Imperial Xeno Fleet. or Legion.
I see. Hey, they're aliens. Not our aliens, those aliens. I'm not sure the weirdest we've ever seen. Though I've seen some weird stuff over the years.
Somebody did a Klingon Borg, so that's yeah. would be IXL. It's two Star Trek thing, but it's not all Klingon. Yeah.
Doesn't necessarily have to be a Klingon mashup, because I think I've seen Andronians
kicking
around.
Basically, as long as it's an alien.
Yes.
Yeah. Humans don't count.
Yeah.
No.
But although we have had an IXL member who did a Mirror Universe human.
That's a different story.
Which was a little strange, but that was her light duty costume. And I'm not sure, does Barbie Klingon count?
That's a good question.
That's a good question.
You know, pink hair, pink armor. I'm not sure that's the standard, but I'm not sure what that was.
Okay, to explain that, about, was it 20 years ago this person did this?
15.
15 years ago, there was actually a Klingon, I don't think he was a member of CAG, who literally did all his armor in pink.
No, this was a
that
girl
is amazing.
Who literally was a... She used to be a professional Barbie, got too old, and yes, there are professional Barbies, and decided to do a Klingon Barbie. It was just weird. It was weirder than Klingon Elvis, and that's going out there.
The Klingon Kiss has been done.
That actually would be pretty cool.
Yeah. We saw a Klingon Darth Maul at one point. The same guy did a Klingon Feklar, which was the Klingon devil. Wait, Klingons don't have a devil. He's a Klingon Easter Bunny. As he pulled out Easter Bunny ears and went hopping off stage.
Klingons killed their gods, so obviously there is no Klingon devil.
Yes, Klingons killed their gods. How? Why? Because the gods ate our cooking. Cooking kills you. But trust me, McDonald's has nothing on Klingon cooking.
So besides Starfire, have you guys done any other mashups yourselves personally?
Well, we haven't, but somebody did a Klingon Justice League.
Yeah, Krikor.
Yeah, Batman, Superman, etc.
You want to explain yourself?
Oh.
You want to explain Ryo no Kage?
Okay. How long ago was that? 2001-ish?
No, I think I saw you in that a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
At the King.
I think around 2001. It was some...
No, 2002.
2002. There was a news story came on that the makers of Barney were basically shutting down all these costume shops and all the toy lines that had Barney-like merchandise. And Paramount, the owners of Star Trek, licensee of Star Trek at the time, said they were going to do the same thing with their stuff. So I decided to do a 6 degrees of separation from the standard Klingon. It happened that year I was doing convention security for a lady who needed a Godzilla costume. So I sort of mashed up Godzilla and a Klingon and came up with a green-skinned, spine-ridged Klingon, which I named Shadow of the Dragon, Ryo no Kage. And I used that for a number of years. Turned out Paramount didn't do what they threatened because they almost lost the license the same year.
As they tried to take stuff from Majel Barrett herself.
Basically, they had a bean counter go around. Hey, that's Star Trek merchandise. Are you licensed to sell by Paramount? No, I'm seizing your stuff. And they tried it with Majel, and she said, one, you can't just seize people's stuff. Two, I'm Lincoln Enterprises. Well, so what? Hello, Paramount? Give me this guy. This is Majel. You're about to lose your license because she still owned the rights. And this bean counter basically got told, no, you don't do this. No, you don't attempt theft. And Paramount smartened up after that a little. As for the J.J. Abrams universe, that's a whole nother thing. Basically, you have the Mirror universe, you have the regular universe, you have the Abrams universe.
And now we have the Discovery universe.
I think it's the same universe, though.
It's supposed to be Prime.
Yeah. To describe the Abrams universe, it's very simple. More explosions, more lens flare.
Yeah. For those who like the nice, bright stuff.
Oh, the future is bright.
Yeah. Though it's interesting. What did that bag look?
Which bag?
The Dollarama bag?
It's somewhere over there. I may be in Marimer bag.
Okay. I was going to show them what we found at Dollarama today.
Fine.
We found a mask that actually looks like the Klingon helmet from Abrams.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think it's in my armor bag.
Go ahead.
The advantage to being Klingon, more than anything, if I may use the Stormtrooper here as an example, he has a great difficulty. He needs a support worker. He can't drink, he can't eat, he can't sit. It's really tough being in that armor. This, I could even drive in this. Well, I can't because I need my glasses.
Except
but
in that one, you were having a little difficulty too.
The funny thing is that some years ago, I was going to a con in Buffalo. I was in normal human clothing. The driver of the car was in full Klingon rig. I had more trouble at the border than he did.
Oh, I see what you're talking about. Yeah, that is... it's a Spartan mash.
Yeah.
But if you look at it, it looks a lot like...
But all you'd have to do is just add a bit here and...
And that wouldn't be too hard. I did that with a Boba Fett helmet.
Yeah, it was at the Dollarama. Yeah. We just picked it up today.
And then you can just wear it like this if you need.
Yeah, so you don't even need a full head one.
One of the things he and I are hoping to do is actually a Klingon fantasy or mythological.
Yeah, at present I'm working on a Klingon satyr.
Yeah, which is?
Satyr, the half-goat, half-man.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Man is a satyr. S-A-T-Y.
The hooves are the main difficulty because I'll end up walking like on my toes the whole time, but it's doable.
Well, Doug Jones can do it.
Say what?
If Doug Jones can do it. The guy who's playing Saru in Discovery.
Oh.
He has hooves.
Okay, I hate to say this, but we don't have TV, so I've only saw the first two episodes. I haven't seen any since.
Okay.
It's unfortunately TV is...
It's not live. It's on... Canada, you have to get on Crave or Space.
Yeah,
on the
yeah, the problem is our house isn't even wired for cable, so we have no way to watch it.
So we're probably going to have to get the CDs or DVDs in a couple of months when it comes out.
Well, you can get it over the internet. It's not over cable.
Streaming issues. We're on low speed.
Oh, yeah. My parents have a hard time with that, too.
Well, where we are, our lines are still 1990s phone lines.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Fair enough. I've caught up with what you're talking about.
This way, about 1995, somebody broke our phone cord, our phone cable in the ground. I said, you just got a cable? This is an old copper thing. That's my phone cord. But it's metal! Yeah, that's what we have.
That's rough.
That works. It works. Or doesn't, in your case, maybe. But.
Actually, the funny thing is, this club is what brought us together.
Oh, cool.
We actually met doing. If you've ever heard of the Jerry Lewis telethon, Labor Day telethon.
Alright.
They used to have a Canadian office taking phone calls.
In downtown Toronto.
We were manning the phones. That's where we met.
The first time.
And then it grew from there.
Well, we had our first fight the second time. Okay. After we met in 98 at that. Afterwards, it was my first event, and I didn't bring a lot of money with me. I didn't know they were going to a bar afterwards. So he comes up to me asking, am I going to the convention in 6 months? Which happened to be Toronto trip.
Wait, you don't have money?
Yeah.
You're going to the con in 6 months?
Yeah.
Come. I spot you money, and you pay me back in 6 months.
And the first thing that went through my head was, I don't even know this guy. He's buying me dinner. So I didn't see him after that until, I do believe, 2001.
I mean, we saw each other, but not much.
Yeah, 2000.
Then, at that con, two things happened. We had a fight because she wanted, one of her friends couldn't be in the main room because it was too hot, but I was charged with security of don't let people stand in the door, so me and Jeff.
Since she was in a wheelchair, they allowed to compromise. She wedged herself in the door so she could get the air while keeping people out.
Yeah.
Because it was an unventilated room they were having the masquerade in. So
on the other hand, that same con,
we
sort of had our first date. Sort of, I say, because, hey, Lisa, you going to dinner? Yeah. Can I leave my stuff in your car while we go? Because I didn't want to haul, a bunch of gear. Then, while at dinner, apparently I was flirting with her the whole dinner, according to a friend of mine.
Yeah, a friend of his came
over. Then I said, hey, if I pay for your dinner, can you drive me to the West End rather than be taking buses and subways?
I should point out this was at the Wilson and Jane area of Toronto. He was living where he is now, and I was living in Oshawa.
So she got me down there to the West End. Next day, my friend says, hey, was I your chaperone for that date? I tell her, we both have this huge laugh.
2 years later, guess what? Next year, we're on our 10th wedding anniversary. Kapla!
Congratulations.
We had a hand fasting at a con, and then from there it just grew. My advice to anyone who's getting into a relationship. Be friends first. Friends first, then passion, and see if anything develops. And two, go camping. Before you get married, go camping in a tent for at least 3 days. If after that you still want to marry her or him, then you got a good chance of making it work. Think about it. You're in a tent. You're stuck. It's raining. You're in a small space, close together, and you find out if you snore, bad habits, etc. It is an acid test for a relationship.
Yeah, because at some point you're going to get bad weather.
Anyway.
Well, hopefully for this test to work. Oh, yeah, I would love to. I took a few photos of it, but I'd love to hear the explanation.
Basically, okay, you take a baseball cap.
He's just going to bring out a regular baseball cap for reference.
So that, but before we get into this, so people know what we're talking about, because we're talking about making ridges.
We're talking about making
using a baseball cap as the
base.
Okay, you take a baseball cap, preferably one that's close to the head, not one of those front ridged ones. You cut off the bill. You use caulking, like standard window caulking.
Preferably indoor outdoor one, because you know you can be doing
whichever you have available.
Yeah.
You cover it. You slap it on like paste. Then you take.
Forgot to add something. You should have that on something so it keeps warm.
Oh yeah, you want it. You stuff the baseball cap so it's. Then.
Oh, sorry, what do you want to do?
You stuff it so
you
it
want
stays
to make sure
open.
It keeps warm.
So it doesn't go splat. You know.
Oh, so it keeps its form. Yeah.
So then, once you paint it on, you then add paper, like paper mache, to build up the thickness and more caulking. Caulking in place of the glue from paper mache. Let it dry, paint it with makeup, and one more layer to make sure it's makeup sealed.
So like a clear coat on top?
Yeah.
Or,
right. Well, I use clear caulking, so.
Yeah.
And then what you do is it only goes back to here, then you either sew, add a wig on top of the back, or in that case, we used a headband, you know, the standard hair headband, and sort of sewed it in place so it just stays in place, and then you throw it on and you're good to go. Total cost, it's about $5.
Here, did you want to explain how that one you built was built?
Now this one is a little more expensive. This one I actually had a plaster head and I built it on in place, and then actually we used to glue it on. But these days I'm not. It's not for something this short.
Precor is the one who actually did the plaster head. He actually had us come in and...
However, if you do the plaster head thing, if you're at all claustrophobic...
Don't.
Because literally your face is going to be covered in plaster.
Yeah. I only had a half done. He had the whole head done. So.
And I'm not particularly claustrophobic, but it still affected me. The baseball cap thing is easy, quick and easy. Or you can, if you go out to buy them, it's the same thing.
Also very good for those who have allergies to...
If you're an extensive sweater...
Oh, if, my God, I'm not ever.
No, you're not, sir. If you were, you wouldn't be able to wear that, and you'd be soaking wet already. I'm talking the sort of person who they wipe their head in just these conditions. Then you can't wear these things because this is literally rubber against your head.
I actually had a friend who sweat a metal off of watches. So.
We've had cases where people wore one of these. They were sweating so much that sweat leaked out and ran into their eyes, and they literally got blinded. So whatever you do in costumes, be safe first.
Yeah.
And if you have physical limitations, for instance, one of our... Her. Oh,
that Ferengi that just flashed on, she's in a wheelchair. That was Leslie D. Dillon. I don't know if you remember her. She was known as D.
She ended up building up her wheelchair to look like a command chair.
Oh, cool.
We've had others
there
that...
She goes again. It just flashed on her again.
We've had... And that's the nice thing about CAG. They don't care. We accept anybody. I mean, if somebody's on crutches, on a wheelchair, there... You can,
one of the Windsor members had built his wheelchair up into a bird of prey.
Oh, okay. I think I've seen pictures of that.
Yeah.
I've also seen pictures of people who've done, the carts with as D7s. Those are pretty cool.
What was that one that Chill did that one year? He wasn't in a chair, but he did it for a parade.
Yeah, he built the command chair, but...
No, the burger patty that was for...
Oh, that. He built it on his car. What he did, if you're... You know the street lamps?
Yeah.
He took the head where the light bulb is, and he put mounted that on a 2x4 to back, and that was the neck of the burger patty.
Anyway. You never told
I have no clue where he got that.
It's probably best we don't.
The funny Eddie,
don't want to be accessory after the fact.
He flipped it over, he put a foil pan on the top. And the funny thing is, whenever he drove on the highway, he had to be careful because the wings started lifting up into cruise formation. He built it as a one use for a parade, and he ended up keeping it for 5 years.
Oh, wow. Well, once you put all that effort into it, you might as well hold on to it.
I don't know if it's flashed up or not, but...
You seem to be cycling through the same 10 pictures.
Uh-oh, something's happened here. Find out what's going on.
Because we've seen it looks like we keep on looking at the same pictures.
Yeah.
Anyways, anybody who's listening to this, if you look down in the comments section, I'll try to put all the photos in one section, whether I link to the Twitter feed or to somebody's to an album somewhere.
One of the pictures you will see is of a ship. Of a car that says CAG.org and it's silver. That was his own car. It was a Hyundai Tiburon, and everybody said it looked like a shuttle, so we thought I'd give it a shot. Unfortunately, that car was destroyed 4 years ago. Somebody decided they were a little too important to him for him and rammed into him, so the car is now toast.
That happens.
Sorry if I spoke a little there.
No, that's all right. Yeah. Well, it was nice talking to you guys. Thank you for taking the time.
No, not a problem. Sorry for just things being a pain.
It happens, you know. We podcast like once a month, and every month somebody has issues that.
Yeah.
And you think by now we've gotten good at debugging the issues, but we always seem to go through half an hour trying to figure out what's wrong, and then we can start podcasting.
Well, one of the things I know our ship is hoping to do next year because of our 10th anniversary is somebody did an all call for Timmins in April. So we're hoping to do that trip.
I don't know if I'll be able to make it. I'd love to make it, but.
Yeah, it'll be even longer from here than for us because I think
there's only about 13 or 14 pictures on here. Unfortunately, I had more on the CD, but you have the CD, so but I'll give you a chance to look through them and post the ones you want to post.
No, basically, we're just deciding what we want to do for our 10th anniversary since it was a club of Roz together. I'm hoping at some point we can join them in Vulcan. I'm a former Albertan myself. I've never been to Vulcan, so...
I've been there once. It was pretty cool. I lived there for a few years, but that's not even when I went. I went when I was driving across the country to Ontario.
That's what we did for our anniversary.
Oh, cool.
Basically, the day after our wedding, we head out. We didn't think to look for Vulcan while we were going that way. In fact, I don't think I heard about it until now. So,
Unfortunately, they moved the museum anyways to Drumheller, so I don't know what's besides a few landmarks. I don't know if there's really much Star Trek in Vulcan now.
What happened? Yeah, it's just I'm a former Edmontonian, so I'd really like to see what Vulcan is like, other than the Star Trek thing. That's a part of Alberta I've never explored. So. I've been to Drumheller and all that, just don't remember getting to Vulcan.
That's what he was wearing when he crossed the border.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and I got more of a problem with customs than he did.
One of the things I should say, when he was dressed as Ryu, we had an interesting thing happen with Lou Ferrigno. Which is, for those who don't know who he is, Lou Ferrigno was the Hulk of the 1970s. And he said to get an autograph or a picture, to get his picture, he had to buy an autograph. He walks in green. First words out of Lou Ferrigno's mouth was, I want a picture with him. I don't care. I don't care if you don't get an autograph. I don't want a picture.
He wanted a picture for him.
But I think he threw it a picture for us because I'm so glad somebody else is in green today.
The funny thing is that green costume, I'm not wearing a wig. I used fun fur.
Oh, really?
Because I found that when I wore a wig like that, I kept getting my... Flip over your phone, Lisa.
No, I'm just going to show it a little closer.
I found it always got in my mouth, because I have short hair normally.
Yeah.
I used long hair fun fur, like what they used on Chewbacca, and it worked.
That's an interesting alternative.
Yeah. We just, cool. I think it was cheap at the time, that's why you got it. Oh, it's like he's wearing shag carpet sort of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, and also to point out, that's a mask on his face, except for this part right here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Pretty much like this.
Basically, what happened was he tried the makeup, and after taking it off, he had sweated so much underneath,
wore makeup, and after about half an hour, I had no makeup left on.
Yeah, but you were also, what they have left, you were going, by the time you got it off,
but, so what I used was one of those white masks, you know, with the chin, you see the closed mouth, and I cut this piece out, and then, so, that.
Yeah, so you can breathe and eat and everything.
I could eat in that. I could sleep in that.
I wouldn't say sleep in that. Not with this
I have slept in that.
That's
impressive.
Hi, Buzz. Hi there. That's kind of a cool alternative. I'll have to get a picture of you. Thank you for taking the time to talk with us that day, guys. If you are going to be showing up to a con in the general Kingston area, why don't you fire me a message, and I'll see if I could try to make it and have an interview with you and maybe hang out for a bit. Thank you for listening, and have a good week.